I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there, and welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss our feelings about them, and then make those characters fight for our and hopefully your amusement. With me, as always, is just a little bit of whiskey and a lot of Ken Knapsack.
Oh, there's a lot of me here. I'm here. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so this is being released on May 25th, the actual 40th anniversary. Star Wars A New Hope.
That's crazy to think of, man. Yeah. This is still going strong. I'm sure even George is like, really?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it would be 3 movies, 9 movies, 12 movies. Now it's Infinity movies? Great. We got a lot of rhyming from the Star Wars storytelling to happen. But we wanted, since the databank was happening to come out on this anniversary anyway, I wanted to celebrate by having two lovable characters from A New Hope. Two characters, maybe not lovable, but two characters that we as fans love, go head-to-head, and maybe learn a little bit about them by reading their databank entries. Ken, are you ready for our first combatant?
Absolutely ready.
Our first combatant has been requested by fans multiple times, and that vicious brawler is R5-D4. Here's what the StarWars.com databank entry is for R5-D4. A red astromech droid, R5-D4, thought he'd found a home when the Jawas sold him to Owen Lars, along with the protocol droid C-3PO.
but R5's motivator blew as he rolled away from the sandcrawler, forcing the Jawas to take him back in exchange for R2-D2. So, not a lot of details other than what narratively happens to the beloved character R5-D4, but what is there is heart-wrenching. He thought he'd found a home.
That's right, because I, as a kid, kind of had those thoughts.
Like, yeah.
Oh, but what about that guy?
His ear rolling. Fault. Yeah.
Just because he's got a bad motivator?
Yeah. He didn't decide to have a bad motivator.
Yeah.
Part of his head just exploded.
Yeah.
Poor guy. So I want to get into the wilds of Wikipedia, as we always do. You pulling anything up there for
I want to, too, but apparently my phone's not letting me today. So as I dig for that here, let me figure out why.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about feelings as we go. I feel like R5-D4 certainly would have been a fan character because there's only so many characters in A New Hope for us to obsess over back in the day. But also, he was bolstered by being an action figure, right?
Yes, that's actually very key. You kind of earn some cred.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some characters that shouldn't have earned some cred who got figures, but...
Yeah, right. Random Death Star guy. Yeah. Did you have an R5-D4? Were you an R5-D4 kid?
I did not have an R5-D4. And you know what's weird is I didn't really even have... R2-D2. Like, I couldn't remember that name. I actually didn't have one.
Okay.
We didn't have one. I don't even think I have a Black Series R2 now. I don't know what it is, what I got against these astromech droids. I love them, but I don't own their figures.
Okay. So I think another emotional question to ask you about R5-D4 while the old internet's warming up.
Yeah.
Is, has it ever bothered you that R5 is referred to as an R2? Because I believe Luke says, I could be wrong,
but he says this
R2 unit's got a bad motivator.
It didn't until maybe now.
Okay.
I mean, I've always been aware of it.
Yeah.
I was watching New Hope in preparation for some of the trivia stuff I was doing, and I was like, hey, really? It's an R2 unit. So we grow up, it's kind of like when the AT-AT AT-AT thing comes up. When you grow up a certain way, to me, these are R2 units.
Yeah. All of them.
And it's because of that moment.
But no, they are astromech droids, which I think this only compounds to the tragedy of R5-D4 that Luke, the hero of the story, basically mislabeled him.
Yeah.
It's like, they're all the same.
Yeah.
He's another R2, right? And R5-D4 probably is like, if my motivator was working, I could beep out, actually, I'm an R5.
He is 0.97 meters tall.
Okay.
Masculine programming.
Okay.
Center color, red.
Ooh.
Plating color, red, white, and blue. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does have blue right in the center there. All right. Okay. Okay, affiliation, he's with the Alliance to Restore the Republic.
He is? Hmm. Is that in his canon tab?
That's on the only tab.
Here. Oh, his only tab, because he might have a huge backstory. He might be someone's dad, for all we know, in Legends and Expanded Universe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm trying to find, I'd love to find where and how he got there, and I'm sure there's some stuff there, but it's dignity. It doesn't matter. We're going to make that up.
We're going to make that up. There might be a story in Legends. Who knows? Maybe there's a little something canon, but we're going to find out our own databank brawl canon about R5-D4. The last emotional thing I'll say about him is I did have an R5-D4 action figure, and I think I really liked it because it was the droid that was not as important or cool is R2, and I think that was like, it's a good building block to say like, I want to support the losers too. I also just one of the characters, you know, way back in the day that made R2 unique and made the galaxy fleshed out. There's another thing that's like R2 that's real close.
Yeah.
But not.
Yeah.
You know, and R5's also, he's a holder of fate, right? If his motivator doesn't blow, R2's got to find another way.
Yeah, that's true. He's key to the Star Wars story.
There's a lot riding on his bad motivator.
There's a lot. It's a fine tapestry of fate at play in Star Wars.
It is. And R5 was part of the fate blowing out his bad motivator. Any other R5-D4 thoughts before we meet our next combatant?
No, I think I'm ready to fight and kill this droid. I'm kidding.
We'll see what the fate of the droid is. Our next combatant is Greedo.
Ooh.
I think of Greedo as a pretty big character, even though he's got a pretty small role. But, hey, it is the 40th anniversary.
And very key to A New Hope.
Yep, absolutely. So here's what StarWars.com databank has to say about Greedo. Greedo was a Rodian bounty hunter with a taper-like snout, bulbous eyes, pea-green skin, and a crest of spines atop his skull. He was overzealous and a bit slow on the take.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention a pretty poor shot with a blaster. Though he fancied himself a big-time bounty hunter in the employ of no less an underworld figure than Jabba the Hutt, in truth, no one took him too seriously.
Right.
So, as you're looking him up there on Wikipedia, a lot of judgment in this databank entry. It's one of the reasons we do this show, to see, is there judgment?
Yes.
And not only do we have the judgment of no one took him very seriously, we also have a little bit of retconning.
Yeah.
That the reason he missed Han Solo from directly across the table,
He's
just that bad of a shot.
He's horrible. Horrible.
Might be very important to our story, I suspect.
Yes. Yes. Some spices and flavors to this Greedo cake here. Originally hailing from the swamp planet of Rodia, like you said, but, thanks to some kind of weird deleted scenes from Phantom Menace, he, kind of grew up on Tatooine. There's that interaction that we can't really count as canon.
Yeah.
Maybe we can, maybe we can't, but that's
in the book.
He interacts with young Anakin Skywalker, and even Qui-Gon says, well, Annie, you know the truth. You just have to tolerate his opinion. And, we know Greedo's going to grow up to have a little bit of a tough life.
Yeah.
But he was raised in Mos Espa.
Oh, okay.
So he's a local boy, so to speak, and grows up to, take jobs from Jabba the Hutt, as we know. But famously, he's part of the group to kidnap Chairman Papanodia's children.
Yeah.
So he's been off-world.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And he's had some adventures. Mm-hmm. But that is interesting to see that he's born there, he ends up there,
right.
He dies there. He becomes a mess there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that it definitely affects his personality that he never really got out of his hometown. He visited big places, but he never really made it.
Never got it.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you have any other info about him?
Let me get up to his information. 1.74 meters tall, eye color purple, skin color green. He is gendered as a male, which isn't because there's that one shot of, wasn't it like a secretary in the Greedo costume?
Yeah.
And there's a behind-the-scenes shot, and you see like sensible work pumps.
Yeah.
Got it. Greedo is a he.
Yeah, and his clothing is outrageous.
Yes.
It is loud for a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
He is in, basically it looks like Easter threw up on Greedo, right?
That's a good way to say it.
Pastel green and yellow.
A lot of pastels. here we go. Maria de Argon. On the set as Greedo.
Oh, wow. Cool. So,
but Paul Blake played Greedo in the shots that feature both Greedo and Han Solo, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I want to give everyone credit who
absolutely
played Greedo.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, Paul Blake is in the great documentary, Elstree 76, talking about the experience of being shot and burning a bit.
Right, right.
He worked to be Greedo. So, Ken.
Yeah.
Greedo is kind of a controversial character. What are your feelings about Greedo?
I've always liked Greedo, even before the controversy of who shot first. It's one of those speaks to a bigger galaxy.
Because,
in Jedi, you see Jabba, but because we don't have the original docking base scene with Jabba, you go back and you're like, it just hints at a larger galaxy. It's not just a story going on here. Similar to where like Han Solo talks about a bounty hunter running into him on Ord Mantell, and you're just like, oh, well, there's other things that happen.
Yeah.
As a young Star Wars fan, that's intriguing to me. And so the fact that Greedo's like, working for Jabba, and though I already knew who Jabba was at this time, having seen Jedi first, really, I like that there's, Jabba hired goons. There was a network. There was things there. It wasn't just Han Solo hanging out,
Yeah.
I've always liked Greedo.
Yeah. I love Greedo for a couple reasons. I'm pretty big on Greedo overall.
I'm pro
pretty,
Greedo.
Pretty pro Greedo. I mean, he's a bad shot and, I can't take him seriously, but we heard like Jawa speaking gibberish, but like he was the first one like, oh, that needs to have captions.
Mm-hmm.
So that, the fact that he was kind of the holder of that tradition of,
yes,
this alien's just going to speak a weird language and the other human just understands it and we need it captioned, that always made it exotic and fun.
Yeah.
And then that he go back to the action figures. We had the four cantina creatures.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had Greedo, we had Snaggletooth, we had a Walrus Man, and Hammerhead.
Mm-hmm.
And Greedo was the one who had a name.
Yes, he had a purpose.
Yeah, and I can't believe I keep having more Star Wars memories that I've not yet said on a podcast, but one time I went to the store with my dad, checked the toy aisle, there's nothing exciting there. We went to the hardware section because my dad needed a hammer, and Greedo was just laying there by the hammers.
Really?
And for years after, I would always go to the hardware section just in case.
Just in case. More Greedos. Yeah.
Thanks for the hope, Greedo. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe
thanks
find
for
a Lobot there later on.
Maybe a sad a bunch of Lobots hidden in with the hammers.
Yeah.
All right. Any other thoughts or feelings on Greedo?
No, I think that's good. We're ready to fight.
And then we shall. Yeah. We shall fight.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and, of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So, as always, our fight will begin with the when and the where.
Yeah, I'm trying to take this one off Tatooine.
Yeah,
Though these are both people that characters, I should say, that have a lot to do with Tatooine, and it is a New Hope 40th anniversary.
Let's go off world.
Yeah, let's go off world. I think at some point, you know, we don't know how R5 got there. So at some point, I think we have to imagine R5 started somewhere else. So I'm trying to find a good planet in my head.
Yeah,
for this to begin, maybe you can help me. But
So where would Greedo go to pick up a job? Maybe they go to Corellia.
Okay. Have we been to Corellia?
We haven't really been to Corellia. Because
I don't really know a lot about Corellia. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I mean, I assume it's like pretty standard sort of
urban
cities, urban, you know?
Yeah. I would imagine that, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe it's a place of industry. They make things there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of big people on the Rebel Alliance and big characters in Star Wars, outside of even Han Solo, that are Corellian.
Wedge is still Corellian, right?
Yeah. And,
yeah.
General Medin.
Yeah, so yeah, there's a lot of action happening on Dengar, Corellia.
Right?
Yeah.
Like Dengar is. So, yeah, that would make some sense.
Okay, so Greedo is there. There is a bounty on a Corellian's head who is not Han Solo.
Correct.
And so Greedo is trying to prove himself.
Right.
I think this is close to the time frame of A New Hope, but obviously before
it. A little bit before. Yeah, absolutely. We're redefining some canon as we like to do here. Yeah, I think there was a guy there on Corellia named Dave Rendar. He has a first name, but no one can remember it. Dave's kind of a nickname, kind of like Garvin Dave Drace.
Garvin Dave Drace. It's you know, Dave is just the nickname you give to people in Star Wars when you can't remember their names.
Yeah.
When you're like, this is embarrassing. I know I met you. Like, hey, Dave.
Yeah, but his last name of Rendar is...
Rendar is pretty, yeah.
Yeah, people have heard that name before. Yeah.
Rendar tries hard, right? He's trying to impress people.
You related to someone I know? No.
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 I mean, you have a lot on your shoulder, like literally physically. There's shoulder pads. Like, Rendar makes a lot of noise, and he's pissed off Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah,
he doesn't even own money. Some people overheard in a bar him saying insulting things about Jabba. Mm-hmm. Jabba's like, "All right, Greedo, you go either kill him or bring him to me.
Right,
prove yourself."
So Greedo is on Corellia. He's located him. There's some contacts. I think Dengar was like, "Oh yeah, I think he's over there. He's over there in the cantina over there. We got a little cantinas in this galaxy." Yeah.
Dengar in his most drunk appearance here on Data Bank Brawl.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not good for anything.
Nope, not at all. So Greedo's over there. I think he's walking into it. It's not so much a bar. It's kind of a restaurant type vibe. It's like a lounge.
Okay, so this
Dave Rendar likes to lounge.
Okay, so this is like a sort of a upscale Olive Garden of Corellia.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at
it.
Okay. Yeah, beans over there. There's no one there, but the breadsticks are good.
Okay. Yeah. So they make great breadsticks here at the Space Olive Garden type place. And Dave Rendar is in there, and he is fueling up on carbs.
Oh, carbing up.
And yeah, because his ship is actually parked right outside, being worked on by the droids.
Yeah, and his astromech droid R5-D4 is kind of leading the charge. Of the repairs.
Yeah.
There's some of those little wispy repair droids we see in Star Wars a lot.
Yeah, those little Treadwell guys.
The ones in Empire on the Falcon. Yeah. Chewie's trying to fix it. I think Han Solo gives one attitude, you know?
Yeah.
So Dave's in there in the restaurant, and Greedo's not the best. So he's not sneaking in. He's just kind of walking in.
You don't sneak with those kind of clothes.
No.
There's no sneaking in bright green.
The sensible pumps are clanking on the floor. So as he's walking in, R5 kind of does a... kind of like head turns around.
Okay.
Sees Greedo go in, and he just... R5's smart enough to know that this doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Here's the weird thing we don't know about droids, is that their motivators are literally the things that move them forward, both literally... and sort of metaphorically.
Metaphorically.
It's a motivator. It's what keeps you going, both emotionally and physically. And his motivator is like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That guy's a problem.
Definitely a problem.
Yeah. So Greedo heads in.
So heads in. Dave Rendar is not the smoothest man in the galaxy.
No.
Dave Rendar doesn't know the concept of power seats. Now, power seats, I employ this, Joseph. I think you might know. You know, when I go to a restaurant... or open space like that where I'm sitting, I try to take a seat that faces the door.
Yeah, faces the door so you can see who comes in.
I need to know.
Your back's to the door, then people can see you, you can see them.
And I have to trust the person I'm eating with more, and that's tough for me too. So Dave Rendar is just, he's one of those guys. He's just back to the door.
Big old cord, shoulder pads to the door.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, you guys talk about Han Solo. I beat Han Solo in all those races.
Yeah,
you
know? Jabba smells like poo-doo. Yeah, he's still crap-talking Jabba.
Yeah, what's going on with him and Bib Fortuna anyway? Anyone know? Yeah.
And Greedo, he is relishing this. He's like, oh man, I could take out my blaster. Mm-hmm. I could wrap my long, weird Rodian fingers around it. And yep. I could just blast Dave into non-existence.
Yes.
But Greedo's tragic flaw.
Yes.
He has to gloat.
He has to gloat.
He has to gloat.
Absolutely.
So I think he taps Dave with a long finger sucker,
mm-hmm.
gets his attention. Could just be shooting him in the head right now.
Could be done.
But new. No. Nope. And Dave turns around, and Greedo says, which translates as,
I have found you here eating breadsticks. You are so heavy on carbs, you have not even known that I am here to kill you. Your insults have reached Jabba's ears, and you will die today, Dave Rendar.
Right. And does Dave Rendar understand?
No. He's like, what? Are you speaking? What are you speaking? That's not Huttese. It makes some sense.
Is that? Yeah. So Greedo tries to speak basic.
Right.
It is not his first tongue. No. And he's not good at it. So right. It comes out real weird. I'm trying to kill you.
Dave's like, I got it. I know who you are. Or I know what you're here for, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Jabba sent you? And Greedo's like, nah, Jabba. He just pulls out his blaster. Or his blaster might
already be out. His blaster's out. It's been pointing at Rendar, and Rendar's just being real cool about it.
Yeah. Points it at Rendar. He's about the equivalent of three, 4 feet away from mm-hmm. Rendar, would you say?
Oh, I think he's right on him.
Right
yeah.
on him?
Yeah.
Right on him. Okay. Greedo, he's about to pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
When that's when you hear a wee boom. And R5-D4 slams into Greedo.
So this is a headbutt to a Rodian ass.
Yes.
So he slams right into Greedo's ass.
Yep.
Greedo's crotch goes into Dave Rendar's face.
Greedo's blaster fires into the air.
Okay.
Hits like a chandelier.
I was going to say, yeah, chandelier.
It's a lighting thing.
Yeah. It falls.
Yep.
It falls. It smashes down, mm-hmm. and it hits Lak Sivrak, who's also there for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave freaks out.
Yeah.
What do you want? Pushes Greedo off and like runs, trips, falls over a booth or a chair or table, and is kind of like out of commission.
Yeah. But yeah, he runs off. Mm-hmm. His friends are now laughing at him. They kind of knew he was full of crap, but now here it is. One Rodian shoots kind of near you,
mm-hmm.
and all of your charm goes out the window.
Yeah.
And he's already out back going like, but a bounty hunter's trying to kill me. Like, I got a bounty on my head and like one system at least.
Yeah.
And he's off into the night.
Yeah. Into the night. The cold night of Corellia.
And R5-D4 thinks like,
finish it.
He's motivated. He's got a good motivator right now.
Good motivation going on those motivators. So I think he charges. Greedo kind of writes himself, stands up. And R5 charges again, but kind of like in that, center leg is up.
Oh.
Two legs, like an R2 or a chopper, and just kind of leans his head forward a little bit and then just clunk, clunk right into Greedo's side.
Okay, so he hits Greedo again. I think Greedo spins like a top. I think every time R5-D4 touches him, his blaster goes off.
Yeah.
Oh, now he just shot basically the entire bar rack. So it explodes in exotic booze as they mix together like a bad science experiment. There's fumes and smoke and maybe a little bit of flames back there.
Yeah.
There's droids running around extinguishing the mess that Greedo is making.
Right.
So there's chaos. But Greedo turns. He's slow on the take.
Very slow.
But after being hit twice, he finally understands what is happening.
Yes.
He's being assaulted by an R2 unit?
Well, Greedo
says... Is it an R2?
Yeah, well, he says that. Greedo's like, well, you know, R2. And basically translates to, oh, aren't you a feisty little R2 unit?
Yeah.
Which R5 then... it beeps back, beep, 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 which is, I'm a R5 mother, beep.
Yeah.
And he puts that third leg down to kind of stabilize himself, and then I think charges a third time, but sometimes you can go to the well one too many times.
Yeah, so he charges, but Greedo is ready this time. Mm-hmm. Every time that Greedo's been hit, it's been down low. So Greedo puts his blaster basically right in front of his crotch. And some people fire from the hip. Greedo fires from the crotch. And it catches R5-D4 on the side of his head. Yeah. And now his head spins. there's crunching. Was there damage to his motivator? Probably.
Probably some damage.
Everybody listening probably knew there was going to be some damage to his motivator. But not bad yet. Mm-hmm. Not bad yet. It's okay if he has a chance to get it checked out.
It's engaged. Yeah,
yeah, it's engaged. But he goes rolling back.
Right.
This is basically a lucky shot. This is the best shot that Greedo has ever had. And Greedo does what a fierce combatant should never do, a celebratory dance.
Right. This is what Greedo does.
Yeah.
A little.
He is celebrating Greedo.
Yeah.
Legs. It's not Greedo.
It's like that horrible video game where Han Solo dances.
Yeah, on Bespin.
And
his
dance style is not a celebratory dance style. It's not unlike Elaine Bennis on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
You know, just kind
of. Yeah. So, other people watching think it's some other form of attack. What is he doing?
It's like a war dance.
It's a war dance.
In fact, someone even leans over. Is that a Rodian war dance? I don't know. I've never seen a Rodian war. I don't know.
And R5-D4 realizes that, this Rodian is very slow on the take.
Yeah.
But I still got shot, and I got shot bad. Mm-hmm. So I need to attempt to end this. So I think R5-D4, a lot of people always mistake him for an R2 unit, but there are appendages that only R5 units have. And he realizes this is a job for the unique R5 appendage. What is it?
Well, okay, so you know where R2 has the slot where, like, the lightsaber comes out, right?
Yeah, yeah, his head slot. His head storage slot. Unit.
So
there.
R5, and he's got kind of more of a squarish head there. He races up to Greedo, and out of the head slot on R5 comes up like a can of what is the equivalent of space pepper spray.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
And he just liberally sprays it all up in Greedo's face.
Okay.
Those big bug eyes.
Those big bulbous eyes are suddenly.
Yeah.
It is a huge job for Greedo to blink. It takes a lot of muscles.
There's some people watching getting some spray as well.
Oh, yeah. So it goes, it's everywhere, right? Because it's not really a spray. It's a more of a pepper cloud.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's everywhere in every direction. Oh, the tears and shouting and chaos.
Yeah.
And this goes in Greedo's huge eyes. It covers them. Mm-hmm. Greedo's eyes are almost useless.
Yeah.
His shot was horrible before. And this time he just starts shooting randomly everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, spinning in circles, shooting, right? Does he hit anyone?
He hits a couple. He hits the bartender a little bit. It's on the arm. He hits another droid, like a AP-7 type of, you know, it's AP-5's brother or something there.
Yeah, it was the waiter. The waiter droid. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some shots going around. Some people are calling the authorities.
Okay.
You know, Carillion Space Police are coming.
Yeah. And so R5-D4 he's not going to do a celebratory dance.
No, he's business. He's all business.
Forward-moving droid. He got interrupted from fixing the damn ship. He was on a clock.
Yeah.
And now he realizes, I've saved my master.
Yeah.
I have saved myself because I don't know if this guy's really a threat anymore.
Right.
But now he's wounding people in this restaurant.
Right.
This family restaurant. In fact, everyone in here, no matter what species, is family.
Family.
So he realizes this is truly a time to be motivated.
Yeah.
I could be a hero, not just a helper. I could be a hero.
Yeah. I think he, where's Greedo again at this point?
He is wandering around.
He can't see.
Yeah, so maybe he's blasting, and maybe his other weird Rodian fingers are grasping at tables for any water to splash in his big bulbous eyes.
He ends up dumping, like, breadsticks in his face, salad.
He hits himself in the eye with a breadstick.
R5 races up to him again, and R5 has, like, a little arm that comes out, and he grabs onto Greedo's pants.
Oh.
And he starts pulling him out of the restaurant, trying to at least.
Starts trying to pull him out of the restaurant. Nice, nice, nice. Okay. Unfortunately now, though, Greedo knows where, even through the pain of his eyes, his clearing vision. Now he knows where R5-D4 is.
Might have been a tactical mistake by R5.
Very, very brave of R5-D4.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
R5-D4 is pulling him by the pants, so Greedo is behind him.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
They're kind of not facing, they're facing away from each other.
Facing away, yeah, yeah.
Right? And Greedo realizes, oh, that's where he is, and he reaches over his shoulder and he starts shooting.
Yes.
And I think he blasts, he hits R5. Good carbon scoring across one of the legs.
No one tells Greedo he can't hit anything.
Yeah, they make it through the door, basically kind of spinning together, because now R5-D4 is out of control.
Yeah.
But R5-D4 has got him out of the restaurant.
Yeah.
He switches his grip from the pants to the jacket.
Mm-hmm,
he gets his arm to extend farther than it really should. It hurts in a droid way. And he grabs the collar of Greedo's bright jacket and he pulls it down in that sort of classic move of to pin arms.
Yes.
So now Greedo's horrible aim can only hit the ground.
Yes.
His arms are trapped.
Smart move by R5.
In his bright, bright jacket. It's a good move.
Yeah.
And I think at this point is where we need to pause to decide who would win in a fight, who should win in a fight, who do we want to win?
R5 would win.
Okay.
R5 should win. There is a death in this one. And I'll reveal who I believe you can counter. The death is Dave Rendar.
I think that is unacceptable. And yet I accept it. I have accepted the unacceptable.
Yeah. So they're struggling, right?
Yeah.
They're fighting. Dave comes to. He's been knocked himself out a while ago.
Okay.
With that fall.
Yeah. But he's getting back to his ship.
Yeah.
His Outrider, correct?
Yes. Yeah. But don't call it that.
Okay. No.
Yeah. Dave's like, I don't know. That's not the Outrider.
It's the Dave Rider.
Yeah. The Dave Rider. He's got some custom tags on it.
It's the Dave Rider. Yeah. The repairs are almost done. And he thinks, I'm just going to leave my R5 unit behind. Yeah. Or maybe it's an R2. I don't even know what that thing is.
I've never paid attention.
I'm just going to get up the ramp of my repaired Dave Rider and I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's trying to do. And out comes R5 with Greedo in tow. Greedo can't get a good shot.
Mm-mm. He's shooting the ground. He's like the ground wronged him.
And it's not easy for R5 to pull him out. R5's struggling. A lot of struggling.
R5 doesn't know where he's going to take him next, even.
Yeah.
He knows he's got him pinned, but what do I do now?
Right. And Dave's kind of walking up the ramp. And I think R5, now there's like, it's almost like a tractor pull. Greedo's going one way, trying to fight against this. Blaster going off. R5's going the other way.
Yeah, wounded.
Yeah.
Continuing.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think as the tension's building, R5, let's go.
Oh, right. He realizes this is the best way. Just let him loose. Let him fly. Let that Rodian fly.
So Greedo flies, and he flies towards the door of the restaurant, and he hits it kind of face first, everything. Blaster kind of up in the air. The blaster goes off. The bolt sails across and hits Dave Rendar square in the back as he's boarding his ship, the Dave Rider.
Oh, so he hits Dave Rendar right on the Dave Rider.
Right.
And I think Dave gets hit in the back, and he can feel that's a killing shot, but he's still alive.
Still alive.
Yeah. And he struggles up to his ship, and He wants the legend to be better than it is.
Yes.
So he hits the go button, the acceleration on the Dave Rider.
Yeah.
And launches into the space. He launches into the space. As he calls it.
Yeah.
That's Dave's term for space.
Right.
Is the space. He knows it personally. He's met it. It's the space. He knows it intimately. And he shoots off into space on the Dave Rider. Dies. Alone in space. Trying to preserve his legacy. A little bit of different canon for you there.
Yep,
but it's Dave Rendar.
A video game you've yet to play.
It's Dave Rendar on the Dave Rider. So it's a whole different thing. So R5 sees this. Mm-hmm. He thinks, hey, he's good. He's fast. He scanned his master's vitals and that guy's going to die.
Yeah.
And then he took off anyway. What's he doing?
Yeah.
He's just going to be dead in space.
Yeah, but he's upset too.
Yeah, but he wants revenge.
Yeah, he wants revenge. Greedo stumbles too, has had enough of this fight, and starts heading towards his own ship.
Yeah. Classic buffoonery of Greedo.
Mm-hmm.
Killed his mark.
Yeah.
Didn't even see it himself. He didn't see it happen.
Yeah.
He has no proof. He's not going to get paid. He just knew his mark's ship took off.
Yes.
Greedo, big idiot.
Yeah.
pepper cloud in his eye. Didn't see it.
Didn't see it. He's like, oh, I'm going to have to make up for this one. Yeah. I'm going to have to take another job from Jabba.
So he tries to saunter away, thinking he can saunter away from a droid.
Yeah.
But he is very wrong.
Very wrong. R5, who is not an R2 unit, races after Greedo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they meet near Greedo's ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And I think that R5 pulls out a couple of different appendages. I don't think he feels the need to kill Greedo, but I think he feels the need to make Greedo go away forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think what he does is he's got a little electricity prong, just like R2.
Yeah.
Unlike R2, he also has a water spout.
Right.
So I think he runs up to Greedo as Greedo is sauntering away. Mm-hmm. He blasts Greedo in the back with his water spout.
Mm-hmm.
Greedo turns around. It's like, you damn droid, basically. R2. And fires. None of these blasts hit R5. His blaster's drained at this point. Mm-mm. And then R5 slowly, carefully takes his shot and enjoys the moment. He zaps him with his electricity. And Greedo is a fried Rodian.
Yes.
He doesn't die.
Doesn't die.
Because that's coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
But he is just embarrassingly, painfully shocked, like a Rodian has never been shocked before.
Right.
Writhing pain.
Right.
People from this Space Olive Garden have followed. They see what has happened.
Yeah.
They applaud.
They just applaud.
They cheers and they applaud.
Yeah.
And I think Greedo runs away. Do you think there's any other moment to this story?
Yeah, Greedo runs away. He's like, in his own language, says, you know, screw you people. I'm going back home to Tatooine. I should have never left Mos Espa. So he gets in his ship and flies away. And R5 calculates the trajectory of the Dave Rider. And says, that ship is heading towards Tatooine. I need to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get that ship back and maybe finish what I started with Greedo.
Yeah.
R5, D4. Gets a ship, gets a ride, and heads for Tatooine.
His motivator, ever so slightly damaged, but he says to himself, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It will keep me going.
Right.
I will get it fixed when my mission has been completed.
Yeah.
Because I, R5-D4, am a new hope for the safety of the galaxy against the curse of Greedo. I am the new hope. R5-D4. And that is our story.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful, beautiful story. Thank you, Ken, as always, for sharing this wonderful story with me. Listeners, if there are characters that you want to see fight, many of you requested R5-D4, let us know. You can send in hashtags, the hashtag Databank Brawl to our Twitter feed, to our Facebook. Let us know which characters you would like to see fight. Ken, where can people find you?
You can follow me at Ken Napsuck and also on Anchor, the app where it's like radio and Instagram together. I have a show on there called Daily Thrones.
Yeah, and I have a show on Anchor called Headcanon. Check those out. Also, we got a Patreon here for Force Center. It's at patreon.com/Force Center. We are building to a goal of new theme music for all the shows. It's going to be very similar theme music to what we have now, but it's going to have some special flair and some other special surprises. Keep rating and reviewing. When we get to 200 on iTunes, we are going to do a special Databank Brawl episode with main characters. You can find me on all the social medias at Joseph Scrimshaw. You can like Force Center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter is at Force Center Pod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said, well, no one was really listening. I care. That's it for Databank Brawl.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.